It's amazing when you have several people who actually are on your payroll. They actually clap when you get introduced. So I think it's just awesome. Thank you, you folks over there. That's awesome. Good morning. I'd first like to thank our student athletes from the men's basketball team and our staff and family and faculty at Harvard and our alumni and the friends of Harvard basketball for joining us this morning on what is the beginning of an exciting new era for Harvard men's basketball. Basketball at Harvard was born some 107 years ago at Hemingway Gymnasium, just off Harvard Yard, when a law student named John Kirkland Clark captained and coached and played on our first varsity team. Mr. Clark had a deep sense of optimism and a notable work ethic as he led Harvard basketball through its infancy. But it was an optimism that was validated by a number of very, very successful teams in our program's early years. More than a century later, we're here today with that same sense of optimism as our program is reborn with one of the best and most respected coaches in the country. As we were concluding our search for the new head basketball coach, we identified some tangible goals for the future. First and foremost among these goals was achievement of excellence in all phases of our program. We expect that we will recruit and enroll outstanding young men who value the concept of education through sport. We expect that our coach will also be an ambassador to our alumni and the local community and promote the sport of basketball within our community. And we expect that our team will be consistently contending for championships in the Ivy League. I'm confident today that we have found the leader who can transform our program as we pursue all of our goals. Tommy Amaker joins us with an experience and pedigree that is second to none in college basketball. He has been part of some of the greatest teams in the sport's history. In 23 years as a collegiate player and coach, he has been a member of two national championship teams, six Final Four teams, and 19 teams that have reached the postseason. That's 19 out of 23 seasons. He holds a gold medal from the World Championships, and he is an inductee into the Hall of Fame of arguably the marquee program in the college game. Now, here in Boston, we've been talking a lot about Dice K, okay? Dice K. Well, I couldn't get Dice K to give us a quote. Instead, I went to Coach K to get a little bit of a quote, and Coach K knows Tommy very well. So Mike Krzyzewski, the head coach of the Duke basketball program, had this to say about our appointment of Coach Amaker. What an amazing selection. Tommy will be fantastic for Harvard, and Harvard will be fantastic for Tommy. It will be a great combination. With Tommy's background at Duke and Michigan, he is well prepared to transform the Harvard program as anyone in the country could be. I am just ecstatic about the potential for both Tommy and Harvard that lies ahead. It was a great quote. In hiring Tommy Amaker, we are proud to have added a demonstrated leader who is prepared to take our basketball program to a championship level on a consistent basis. He knows firsthand what it takes to be successful, and I fully expect that with Coach Amaker on our bench, Harvard basketball in the early 21st century will reward our optimism in the same way that John Kirkland Clark's vision was rewarded 100 years ago. And to echo Coach Krzyzewski's sentiments, I am ecstatic about our potential. We are proud today to welcome the Amaker family, Tommy and his wife, Dr. Stephanie Pinder Amaker, to Harvard and to Harvard's basketball family. And it gives me great pleasure to introduce our new head coach of men's basketball, Mr. Tommy Amaker.
Thank you. much. I'm really honored to have the opportunity to stand before you today. Bob, I can't tell you how proud I am to be your selection, the committee selection, and all the members, as I've been hearing about the way it's described, the members across the river. So thank you very much for the opportunity to stand here and to accept this position. I'm truly pleased to have this in front of me, in front of all of us, to have the opportunity. And you mentioned the word possibilities, the word potential. And that's what certainly, it's excited us. My wife and I and Stephanie, we've talked about different moments and different opportunities as they may come up. And certainly we never envisioned the chance to be here until we got the phone call from Bob. And certainly as we begin to think about things, to talk about it, to explore the possibilities and the potential, our excitement just continually grew with that. Bob, you mentioned so many wonderful things and that I've been a part of, and I'm truly thankful for your math there with all the postseason. You omitted the fact that I've been fired. That was very kind of you again, so appreciate that omission there. I realize that we have a ways to go. I realize that we were a program right now that we want to grow. We want to grow quickly. We want to grow rapidly. And Bob mentioned about the goals. He never mentioned that to me in the hiring process, about consistently competing for championships. But certainly that will be our goal. That will be the vision that we have. I'm completely excited about the young men that I'll be representing and coaching and teaching. I had a chance to visit with them last week right here in this room. It's a beautiful room, and I love the fact that I had a chance to overlook the football stadium and Coach Murphy. I don't know if Coach Tim is here, but he is here, and watched their team work out. It was an early morning workout, and certainly had a chance to look at the banners that are on the opposite end of the field with the Ivy League championships, and it got me very excited to see if that's one day what we can do. I had a chance to visit with Kathy, our women's basketball coach as well, and certainly saw the banners hanging in our facility there. So again, the excitement to build, to grow, to become winners, to become champions, and you already are winners. There's no question you're here. If you're at Harvard, you're a winner. And certainly we want to become winners and champions. And so I'm excited to have this opportunity to help teach, to help lead on this campus. I can't tell you that the enthusiasm that we feel for where we want to go and what we want to do and how we want to do it. I really applaud you young men for going through a tough time. I know that it's not easy to go through a transition and go through change in the way that you've conducted yourselves and handled things. And hopefully you put in a good word after I met with you with Bob and the others and Sherry as well to say some good things. Maybe that helped me to be here with you today. But I thank you for coming and being here. And the last time we were here, I was told we were coming in early. We had an early meeting. It was a breakfast meeting. And we sat here, and it was a different configuration. And the food was over here against the wall, bagels and juice. And if you can attack those rebounds like you attacked that orange juice, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. I never got a chance to get anything to eat. I am grateful, deeply grateful, for the trust that all of you have placed in me and placed in us. It's just the two of us, and we have no children, and we're excited to come as a tandem, come as a couple. And my wife has always said that she has a husband and a child. There is a lot of truth to that. But I'm grateful for the trust that you have placed in us to represent all of you, to hopefully lead, and for us to have a magical journey. I'm not trying to be corny about anything. That's the way that we look at it. That's the goal and the spirit that I have about it, that it's going to be a journey, and we're going to be excited and to have fun with it. I think I like using the word fun. I don't know if we use it enough in today's higher education and also with basketball and sports at the level that we're going to play. So I hope that we have a lot of fun in the journey that we're going to embark. I'm proud to be here. I'm proud to be your leader, to be your coach. I can't thank you enough for this opportunity. We certainly feel like it's going to be a joyous ride. Certainly every ride that we get in, I've been a part of some wonderful institutions. I've been very blessed to have had a chance to participate and teach and coach and I've been part of leadership positions at great institutions, and certainly there is no greater institution than we represent here today. And I'm extremely proud to say that. And certainly the road that we're going to travel is never going to be a smooth pavement, as the hardwood beautiful floors are here. Given where we just were and where we are now in this area, there's some potholes in the street. And so we have some moments where they won't always be as smooth, but we certainly know that the road that we're on is the right road for the right reasons and to represent arguably the finest institution of higher learning. I'm grateful to be here. Thank you very much for your attendance. I really feel like a few words that I've always tried to use about who we want to be and how we want to do things, that we want to be very passionate. We're going to have passion about everything that we do. We're going to be prepared. I really feel like that's going to be one of the biggest things, be passionate. We're going to be prepared. And we're going to have patience. I think it's important that we try to combine those words with our mission, with our goals, with our opportunities in front of us. And if we do that as a basketball program here on this campus, I think we're going to be very proud. And I think that's going to be the final word that we'll use to describe where we're going to go, how we're going to do it, with the young men that we have and the other kids that are going to come on board to be a part of this great program, this great school at this time. So thank you so much for having us here today. And I know we probably have a few questions, if you will, if you don't mind, if someone asks a question, if you could just tell me your name and please tell me who you represent or where you're from. That would be okay. Yes. I think it's obvious when you aspire to be a student athlete at Harvard University, you're a winner. And student athletes in a number of places are considered winners. But we certainly want to have fun with it. I think it's important, you know, that we are on a road, on a path that is not going to be so stressful in that capacity, that we need to have light moments. These are still youngsters between the ages of 18 and 22 years old. And I certainly feel that it's maybe the most critical time in the juncture of their lives, to how so many things are connected and directed. I certainly feel, having gone through myself and had a wonderful experience, that, you know, in order to have fun, you have to have the right people around and the right environment, the right structure, the right values, the right mission statements. And so we have that here. I'm convinced of that. That was important for me to think about before coming, is are those things in place, and they are. And certainly having the right kids. So having fun will be one of the things that will be very important for us on our journey. Yes? Yes.
Certainly the expectation of any program is to win, but you're going from the Big Ten Conference to the Ivy League. Can you tell us a little bit about your expectations and how they change going from one to the other?
Well, expectations are, I've always viewed the word expectation as an external word, and the word that I love to use more often than that word, and it's the word that I can only imagine it's used wholeheartedly here at Harvard, is the word standard. We want to compete and live up to our standard, not someone else's expectation. So whatever our standard is going to be, that would usually be an internal standard. Is usually an internal word. Expectation is usually an external word. So we certainly know that we want to win. We want to win in everything we do. You don't come to Harvard not wanting to be the best. It stands for the best, and certainly we want to strive for that as well. But our standard will be an internal guideline for us that we'll make, and will be realistic for who we are and where we are, and do the best that we can with that. Yes?
John, I'm the Associated Press. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened in Michigan and perhaps what you learned there that you might be able to implement in this program?
Well, what happened in Michigan, I thought we had a very good run in Michigan, and certainly we didn't make the NCAA tournament, but I was very proud of our time there. I was very grateful for the opportunity to serve, and certainly we're looking forward to serving here. So I have no regrets or... We did, a magnificent job in the areas that we needed to do, the rebuild, to restore the Michigan basketball program, and we did that. We did not get to the point where we wanted to do from a wins and losses perspective at the this past season, and that's part of the way college sports are operated, and I understand that, but there's nothing to say that what we should have done differently or what we're bringing here in a different capacity. Michigan is a fine school, a terrific institution. We're still very proud of, had a chance to be a part of that, and we're looking forward to the good things and the great things that are on board, what we possibly can have a chance to do here at Harvard. Yes. Well, you're giving me a little too much credit for being the first class or first class recruiter. You know, I'm excited about the young men that we're going to have an opportunity to attract here. This is considered and arguably the finest institution with this big brand name that we have in Harvard. I'm excited to see the opportunities we have to go find kids that would like to be a part of this and be a part of this program with these kids to do something special, to do something unique and something that hasn't been done before, and we know that, which is for Harvard to win the Ivy League in basketball, men's basketball. So we're excited about that, and I'm hoping that we'll find the kids that will want to be on that journey and have that spirit about them to have an opportunity possibly to make history. Yes? Few of the coaches, Joe Jones at Columbia is a good friend. I had a chance to speak with Joe prior to coming here, prior to being offered and accepting the position. But other coaches, I do have friendships with them, but didn't get a chance to actually have conversations with them. Any other? Yes, sir.
I've covered our basketball for about 20 years now. One of the things that's...
So I can ask you some questions. Turn anything around is to have success, and so obviously they have an opportunity to play better, to win more games. We certainly feel that that will be the best answer for any of those questions that may come my way. Yes. Excited to be here at Harvard. Harvard has always had a great history and tradition of diversity on this campus. I think that's obvious, and I have a number of friends, advisors, people that I consider wonderful people that have attended this great institution. I'm excited to have a chance to participate and be one of the coaches, to learn from the coaches, to lean on them. It has nothing to do with color or background. I think Harvard has always demonstrated that they have attracted quality and excellence other than myself here today. But certainly I'm proud to be here, and I like to think that you know, in that regard, that my credentials speak for themselves. Any other thoughts, questions, anything else from the Harvard Crimson? I always like to make sure that you're covered. Yes. To my wife 18 years ago now, in Charleston, South Carolina. So, yes. What was the golf side? Yeah, different. Well, I received a phone call from Bob to ask me of an opportunity if we could possibly talk and to gauge maybe some interest that we possibly could have in one another about the opening, and I'm sensitive, to be very honest, with Frank Sullivan, the coach who was previously here, and their staff, and I know they did a tremendous job, and we're going to try to build on and what he was doing here for a number of years. And I know he was so well respected on this campus and in this community. And so, but Bob was, I thought, very appropriate in how he approached me and mentioned those kinds of things about the basketball program and the previous coach in terms of Coach Sullivan. But certainly he initiated the call, and we chatted and decided that if we thought any further, that maybe we'd have another conversation and get a chance to meet face to face. Is that right, Bob? Is that?
Yeah, so I should add one more thing that I would be at the opening. You brought the players on the basketball team in. You talked about what they were looking for in a new coach. I talked about there are some potential names of people that they thought would be like outstanding people. And of course, with my athletic director hat on, I'm saying, well, do you really think we can get these kinds of people? And one of the first persons, Tommy Amaker, the Michigan asset, if you would like me to, I'd be happy to call Tommy. I've heard great things about him. I'm happy to initiate contact with him and see if you might be interested in the basketball coaching. So you guys on the team, you are instrumental in this happening as well.
Yes.
Tommy said you came here with your right hand at 10, for example. Will she be working for the university? Is she going to be your assistant coach?
She's always been my head coach. So I don't know if you're married or not, but if you are, you would understand. But certainly, Stephanie has incredible credentials and background, and she's not exactly sure what direction that she's headed with her professional career, but we're very confident in this area. That's a fabulous area for so many things, but one of the better areas in terms of her background, that she's looking forward to different possibilities in this community, in this area, and not exactly sure what direction or path that's going to take her, but she's excited about what possibly could lie ahead in a number of different avenues. Great. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, great.
Would you be content if Harvard was the last stop in your coaching career?
Absolutely. I've only had a few head coaching positions thus far, but each time that we've had an opportunity to go represent a university and an institution, I've always thought of that as being, could I go there for the rest of my life? But I think I would be happy, would we be happy in a community and a place, and I think that's a healthy way of trying to evaluate these kinds of positions, and we certainly came back to the same answer as we did with other positions that we've had the good fortune of doing, and that answer was that we would be completely content, satisfied, and happy with the opportunity to stay here forever. Oh, it's Brad. It's our captain. A lot's going to fall on his shoulders and in a lot of ways to lead this basketball team, and we're counting on him to do that. So we do have a good idea of what we have returning and interested in seeing what we have coming in, and I'm confident and proud that these guys are going to do an outstanding job, what they've done in the past, and hopefully we're going to continue to grow. And that's one of the keys that we want to see is growth and development. Yes? There's so many things that obviously that happened in a short period of time here, we'll take one step at a time, and don't know, I was just even thinking about when that game, I think we were talking a little bit earlier that maybe that game could be in December. I didn't have any idea exactly when that game was scheduled to play, but we're excited about any opponent we get a chance to go against, and certainly an opportunity to play here at home, so that's an exciting moment for our team. Yes.
I'm Greg Miller from Art Magazine.
Yes.
One thing I've often heard our rather say is that their coaches have been the most important teacher that they have in their college years. Have you some philosophy about teaching, the teaching aspect of being a coach?
Well, I'm really glad that you asked that, and I value myself as a teacher more so than a coach, and I know that's maybe splitting hairs, but teaching is something that I've been a part of for such a long time. My mother was a long-time school teacher, still is, but She couldn't get it out of her blood to completely stop. She retired after 37 years, but still does some teaching, substitute teaching. So I'm very familiar with that word, and I'm very proud to be thought of as a teacher. And I would agree with some of the past players that I experienced that as well, that my best teacher that I had when I was in college was my college basketball coach. And I can, nothing would make me more prouder to hear members of our basketball program and our team to be able to say that they felt that I was an outstanding teacher, or if it'd be hard to say one of the best teacher here on this campus, but I'd be proud if they thought I was an outstanding teacher for them. Somebody else said one, I'm sorry. No. Well, I don't know what we're supposed to say in conclusion. Do we say go Crimson? Do we? That's good if we do, because that's what I was going to say. So I thank you again for this opportunity. I look forward to representing this community, this institution, these young men. We certainly want to, as we said, to be passionate, to be prepared, to make sure that you know, all the things, to have the patience that we hope that you'll have with us. And if those three things can develop, then we're going to be very proud. And so we look forward to meeting all of you at some point and having relationships and developing friendships, and hope to see you at the games. So we have more folks there, as you mentioned, and see these guys play and see them represent the Harvard brand and the Harvard basketball uniform. Thank you so much.